الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect the nation, our nation, from the harm. Ameen. Inshallah, we will continue talking about the creed of Muslims. What is the judgment of praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or chanting in praises to the Prophet, peace be upon him? This is an issue that has been controversial lately, and many people have been talking about it without knowledge, unfortunately, and committing fatwa without knowledge, wal-iyadhu billah. We will clarify, inshallah, from the Quran al-Kareem, the permissibility of praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Know that praising the Prophet is permissible by the scholarly consensus. In addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran al-Kareem, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surah Al-Qalam, Ayah 4 means, indeed, O Muhammad, you have been given great manners. Or indeed, Ya Muhammad, you have great manners. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 157 means, those who praise the Prophet, honor him, help him, and follow the light that was brought with him will surely succeed. A hadith related by At-Tabarani means, some women praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his presence by saying, how wonderful it is to be the neighbors of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this hadith is an evident that it's permissible to praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These women were making madih or na'at or chants to the Prophet, saying how wonderful it is to be neighbors to Prophet Muhammad, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not stop them from doing that. In addition, it has been confirmed that many companions have praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, including Hassan ibn Thabit and others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had it been unlawful, would have denounced their action. Rather, he did not denounce their action. In fact, he approved it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is not a bad innovation either to chant the Prophet in groups or in solo individuals, nor is it not permissible to use the tambourine or the duf while chanting for the Prophet, or using the drums, for example, while praising the Prophet in proper praises, in talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the way the Prophet described himself, or the way the companions described himself, for example, such as Al-Burda by Al-Imam Al-Busiri, who in his poem praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a beautiful praise. Many Muslims all over the world, hundreds of millions of Muslims, use Al-Burda in praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Arabic and in their languages. I've seen it in different languages, in Arabic, in English, in Russian, in Chinese. People praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all these languages because it was the habit of the scholars and the awliya and the companions. Some people who claim to be Salafis, they claim that every single innovation that came after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is considered a misguidance. What is innovation or bid'ah? What is it? What is the proof for the validity of the innovations of guidance? This is what we will talk about, inshallah, in light of praising the Prophet or celebrating his birth, Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, once a person understands the meaning of bid'ah or innovation, as explained in the Quran, in the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the sayings of the companions, and the sayings of the true Salafi scholars. Linguistically, the word bid'ah, or the innovation, is something newly introduced, for which there is no previous example. This is what by language it means. Religiously, bid'ah, or innovation, is of two types, a good one and a bad one. An innovation of guidance, and an innovation of misguidance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ. فَإِذًا this ayah is talking about the bid'ah. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا. What's the meaning of the word إِبْتَدَعُوهَا? This ayah in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah 27, reports about the true followers of Prophet Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him. And the ayah means the state of abstinence or rahbaniya from worldly pleasure and dedication to worship, rahbaniya, which they innovated for themselves, the followers of Prophet Isa. Allah did not ordain it upon them. They embraced it only to seek the reward from their Lord. Now, this ayah clearly shows that the state of abstinence, or the state of detaching their hearts from worldly pleasures and worldly matters, and dedicating themselves to the worship, which is rahbaniyah, which Allah Ta'ala did not ordain it on them, they innovated it for themselves. Ibtada'uha, it means they made this bid'ah, they made this innovation for themselves. Allah did not ordain it upon them, they embraced it only to seek the reward from Allah, from their Lord. Allah praised these people, the followers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Allah praised them, praised the actions of these, we're talking about true followers of Jesus, for detaching themselves from the permissible pleasures, only in quest of reward from Allah. So they innovated this matter of being rahbaniyya, rahbaniyun, or being detached from worldly matters. This innovation of theirs, Allah Ta'ala did not make it obligatory upon them, yet Allah Ta'ala praised them and accepted that action from them, being detached from worldly matters and devoting themselves for worship. First of all, this ayah is used in showing that bid'ah or innovation is an innovation of guidance, and another example would be of misguidance, which we will show later on inshallah. A hadith related by Muslim indicates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he who innovates a good innovation in Islam has its reward and the reward of those who practice it until the day of judgment, without lessening the reward of those who practice it. The hadith text in Arabic, man sanna fil islam sunnatan hasana falahu ajruha وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا لَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٍ. It has different narrations. So he who innovates a good innovation in Islam will have its reward and the reward of those who practice that innovation until the day of judgment, without lessening the reward of those who practice it. This shows that there are innovations in Islam that are permissible, that are innovations of guidance, and that the person who does it will be rewarded for that. And they were many innovations that were not many as in everything that was done after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More innovations of misguidance have been occurring, but there are innovations of guidance that were accepted in Islam. And the companions themselves, they innovated some of them. The companions, those who followed them introduced many innovations into Islam. The Muslim nation received these innovations with acceptance and they practiced it. Such as innovations including having a niche, mihrab, in each masjid, in each mosque, which indicates the direction of the prayer. That mihrab was not done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Additional to that, the call of the for the prayer, the call for the Friday prayer, and the commemoration of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or Mawlidun Nabi or Miladun Nabi, these were considered as bid'ah. Also using the masbaha or tasbih or the beads that people use to make dhikr is also a good innovation. Sayyiduna Umar, he said, ni'matul bid'atu hadhihi. And this hadith saying has different narrations. So doing that is acceptable in Islam. It is acceptable to praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam individually and in groups. It is individual. It is acceptable even to praise the Prophet, peace be upon him, for the men and for the women. And from this I would like to clarify that it is unacceptable that for what claim that the voice of the woman is awra, they say, or it is like the nakedness. The general rule that the woman's voice is not awra or not a matter to be concealed. In addressing the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in Al-Quran al-Kareem, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 32, which means, and say good words. The hadith related by Al-Hakim in his book Al-Mustadrak mentions that Al-Ahnaf ibn Qais said, I heard the hadith from the mouths of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and I did not hear it as beautiful as I heard it from the mouth of Aisha radiyallahu anha. I will not add more to that, because Aisha radiyallahu anha, may Allah ta'ala have mercy upon her, used to teach the companions with her real voice. She used to teach them the religion of Islam because she was a scholar. She was a knowledgeable woman, and she taught many of the ahadith were reported through her route, and many of the scholars of hadith, they have narrated through Lady Aisha radiallahu anha. They heard Lady Aisha narrate the hadith as well, and there are other evidence in Al-Bukhari and Ibn Hajar and other scholars who confirmed that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted some woman who praised him, who was making praises for him and chanting for him, and he did not denounce that. Rather, he accepted that because it is not unlawful for the woman to speak out in front of the men unless she is speaking out something ill or something unlawful. And all of the Muslims know this ruling. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and you from misguidance, and Allah ta'ala knows best.